أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا، ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم ألف لام ميم صلوات. Our discussion on the Huruf al-Muqatta'at and the series of lessons on this tafsir, where we were discussing the narrations-based discussion, Bahthun Riva'i, and I started the sixth category of narrations in the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at, and this sixth category is the one, those riwayat that consider Huruf al-Muqatta'at to be an indication towards the ajal and fixed duration of various nations. And I mentioned one narration to you earlier, and the next one in this bab is where جَاءَ رَجُلٌ إِلَىٰ أَبِي جَعْفَرَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. A person came to Imam Abi Ja'far alayhi salam in Makkah and asked him about certain issues, and he mentioned the discussion came related to the حروف المقطعات. فقال له فما ألف لام ميم صاد. فقال أبو جعفر عليه السلام, Imam Abu Ja'far عليه السلام replies back, امسك الألف واحد واللام ثلاثون والميم أربعون والصاد تسعون. ألف is 1, لام is 30, ميم is 40, and صاد is 90. قلت فهذه مئة وإحدى وستون. I said this is 161. فقال يا بالبيد. بالبيد in Arabic is an abbreviation of Abu Lubaid. So the person, the Ravi, his name is Abu Lubaid al-Makhzumi. So this is an Arabic abbreviation. So Imam alayhi salam said, according to this narration narrated in Tafsir al-Burhan, يَا بَالْبَيْدْ إِذَا دَخَلَتْ سَنَةُ إِحْدَى وَسِتُونَ وَمِئَةَ صَلَبَ اللَّهُ قَوْمًا سُلْطَانَهُمْ. When this, when the year 161 enters, Allah will take away the government from a nation. So this is the second narration which tells us about this set of حروف المقطعات, that is about the fixed duration of a nation. Another narration from Rahma ibn Sadaqa, قال أتى رجل من بني أمية لعنهم الله وكان زنديقا إلى جعفر ibn Muhammad الصادق عليه السلام. So a Zindiq person from the Bani Umayyah came, and an agnostic from Bani Umayyah came, and he said to the Imam about Alif Lam Mim Sad, قول الله عز وجل في كتابه أي شيء أراد بهذا وأي شيء فيه من الحلال والحرام وأي شيء فيه مما ينتفع به الناس. What is there in this world, you know, that Allah has intended, and what is the halal and haram in it? So he was kind of sarcastic, being, you know, tense over this ayat of Holy Quran, that what sort of halal and halal is mentioned in this ayat? Then what is the benefit for the people in this kind of khuf? So فَقْتَابَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. According to this narration, Imam became upset and فَقَالَ أَمْسِكْ وَيْحَكَ الْأَلِفْ وَاحِدْ وَاللَّامْ ثَلَاثٌ وَالْمِيمْ أَرْبَعُونَ وَالصَّاد تِسْعُونَ كَمْ مَعَكْ. Again, Imam started to count the numerical numbers of those letters. فَقَالَ رَجُلْ مِئَتْ وَأَحْدَى وَسِتُونَ 161. فقال عليه السلام إذا انقضت سنة إحدى وستين ومائة تنقضي ملك أصحابك. When the year 161 will pass away, the empire of your companions will end. That means Banu Umayyah, isn't it right? The empire of Banu Umayyah will end at that time. فنظرنا لما انقضت سنة إحدى وستين ومائة عام يوم عاشوراء دخل المسودة الكوفة وذهب ملكهم. So the same happened, and their empire ended on that. And third narration, actually this is the fourth, that's the third one. And Abi Ja'far alayhi salam, Ya Balbaid, إِنَّهُ يَمْلِكُ مِنْ وُلْدِ الْعَبَّاسِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ. So there will be 12 rulers from, according to this narration, from the lineage of Abbas, that means from Bani Abbas, يقتلوا بعد الثامن منهم أربعة. After the eighth one, four will be killed. فتصيبوا أحدهم الذبحة فتذبحه. So one of them will be slaughtered. هم فئة قصيرة أعمارهم قليلة. مدتهم خبيثة سيرتهم منهم الفواسق. They are the ones who have short duration in their short lives, and you know, small duration, and خبيث and evil is their inner, you know, situation, spirituality. In other words, you know, the سيرت means their behavior. منهم الفواسق, among them is فواسق, is you know, is an Arabic what we say, you know, we make the tasghir for the ihanat of the person, or for showing our love towards somebody in Arabic. There are two major reasons, either love and respect, like you make tasghir of the word Hassan, we call it Hussein, isn't it right? That's tasghir. Either you should show ta'zeem and love towards somebody, or towards the ihanat of someone, you make the tasghir. So this is obviously, he deserves the ihanat. منهم الفواسق الملقب بالهادي والناطق والغاوي. So you know, Hadi obviously is one of those rulers of Banu Abbas, and so his laqab was Hadi and Natiq and Ghawi. So this is this again, according to the narration in Tafsir al-Burhan, you know, from Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, it talks about the what is going to happen to a set of people, and what would be their destiny, you know, the time of ending, about related to the duration of their lives. Also, يَا بَعْبَيْدْ إِنَّ فِي حُرُوفِ الْقُرْآنِ الْمُقَطَّعَ لَعِلْمًا جَمَّا. He says in this, according to this narration, that in the حروف المقطعه of Quran, there is a huge knowledge. In other words, إن الله تبارك وتعالى أنزل ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب فقام محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حتى ظهر نوره. Please pay attention. Allah revealed Alif Lam Mim, ذلك الكتاب. Then Rasulullah stood up. That means that's the time of Rasulullah. حتى ظهر نوره, his nur appeared. وثبتت كلمته, his word was established. وولد يوم ولد, and he was born when he was on the day he was born. وقد مضى من الألف من ال من ال ألف السابع مئة مئة سنة وثلاث سنين. So this is about 100 133 years passing by from that 7,000. ثم قال وتبيانه في كتاب الله في الحروف المقطعة إذا عدد أن إذا عددتها من غير تكرار. And its explanation in the book of Allah in the حروف المقطعة is that when you count it without repeating it, وليس من حروف المقطعة حرف, and there isn't any letter from the حروف المقطعة, تنقضي الأيام إلا وقائم من بني هاشم عند انقضائه. That means at the end of that, one person from بني هاشم will be uprising at that time. So ثم قال, then Imam عليه السلام said in this, in according to this narration, الألف واحد, ألف واللام ثلاثون والميم أربعون. I mean, this is again وصات تسعون, that is 161. ثم كان بدء خروج الحسين, then it was the beginning of the uprising of حسين عليه السلام على ألف لام ميم. And then فلما بلغت مدته, and when his duration reached, قام قائم ولد العباس عند, then the person who did the uprising from the lineage of Abbasis Banu Umayya, he rose up at the time of Alif Lam Mim Saad. And then Imam says وَيَقُومُ قَائِمُنَا عِنْدَ إِنْقِضَائِهِمَا, and at the end of these two durations our Qa'im will uprise at, then he said بِأَلِفْ لَامْ رَا, that means at the time of Alif Lam Ra. فَفْهَمْ ذَلِكَ وَكْتُبْهُ, understand it and write it down. So this is again talking about the durations of various nations or groups of people, and also it mentioned a new bit of information about the uprising of one of the imams at the end of durations. And also, so this is the sixth set of narrations in Tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at, as we are discussing this riwayat. Now the seventh set of narrations is the one which consider Huruf al-Muqatta'at to be tahaddi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, means a warning, challenge towards the opponents. So this is another set of narration which is a totally different dimension of Huruf al-Muqatta'at. Now in this narration from which is narrated from Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wa salam, the actual narration is his statement according to this call from Tafsir al-Burhan, volume 1, that Imam alayhi salam said كَذَبَ قُرَيْشُ وَالْيَهُودُ بِالْقُرْآنِ, كَذَبَ قُرَيْشُ وَالْيَهُودُ بِالْقُرْآنِ, Quraysh and the Yahud denied the Quran. وَقَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ, and they said this is an open manifest magic. فقال الله ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب. So Allah said this ayat of Quran, this ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب, which means that O Muhammad, هذا الكتاب الذي أنزلته إليك هو الحروف المقطعة التي منها الألف ولام وميم وهو بلغتكم وحروف هجائكم. So I have revealed book towards you, and that is the broken letters among which is Alif Lam and Meem from your own land, from your language, isn't it right? From your language and the alphabets of yours. فَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Bring its parable if you are Sadiq. Bring something similar to it. In other words, if you are Sadiq. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِذَلَكَ بِسَائِرِ شُهَدَائِكُمْ. So, in other words, you can seek help from, all of your, anyone who can come forward for, we live in the light of this narration, any helper, anyone who can assist you in bringing similar to that, you can take help and bring. ثُمَّ بَيِّنَ أَنَّهُمْ لَا يَقْدَرُونَ عَلَيْهِ. Then Allah explained that they are unable to do that by His statement, قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُّ عَلَى أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. Let's say, that if the humans and jinns get combined to bring, similar to this Qur'an, they will not bring it, and they will not bring similar to it, even though some of them will be helping some others. So basically the entire humankind and jinns together with their help combined are unable to bring something similar. This is first narration of the category in tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at, which says that, which teaches us that Huruf al-Muqatta'at are basically a challenge towards the deniers, those who are denying its authenticity of the Holy Quran. This is a new dimension in tafsir. Also from Imam Rida alayhi salam, ثُمَّ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى أَنزَلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ بِهَذِهِ الْحُرُوفِ الَّتِي يَتَدَاوَلُهَا جِمِيعُ الْعَرَبِ. Imam Rida alayhi salam says as per this narration in Biharul Anwar volume 2 that definitely Allah tabarak wa ta'ala revealed this Quran in these letters which the Arabs are using it. It's letters of their usage. In other words, summa qala, he then recited the same ayat of Quran as he recited it, قُلْ لَا إِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. So this again proves that Huruf al-Muqatta'a is basically a challenge from Allah towards the disbelievers, about the fact that they are, this is a challenge. It's how we are basically proving to them that they are unable to bring anything similar to this Holy Quran, and thus the Holy Quran is not their any statement which is maybe perceived as a magic or something that has been plagiarized by the Holy Prophet na'udhu billah, or written by himself, composed by himself, or taken from the previous books. Yes, some of the agnostics were blaming and accusing the Holy Prophet of doing that. Instead, it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The eighth category of narrations is, I'm trying to wrap up this discussion as quickly as I can, so we can, come to the end. The eighth category of narrations are those riwayat which teach us that Huruf al-Muqatta'a are the beginning of the surahs. I mean, they are the miftah and the key towards the surahs. So here is the narration from the Imam alayhi salam, according to this narration in Tafsir Nur al-Saqalain, volume 1, where Imam alayhi salam said, كَذَّبَتْ قُرَيْشِ وَالْيَهُودِ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَقَالُوا هَذَا سَحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Quraysh and Yahud lied, denied the Qur'an, and said that this is a manifest magic. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ أَلِفْ لَامْ ميم ذلك الكتاب. So Allah said that a, it means هو القرآن الذي افتتح بألف لام ميم هو ذلك الكتاب الذي أخبرت به موسى. So this the Quran which starts with Alif Lam Mim is that is the same book, is the book about which Musa had prophesied, about which Musa has told. Musa alayhi salam already has told his people about the arrival, obviously about the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the fact that there will be a book revealed which, you know, is going to have the huruf al-muqatta'a. So as per this narration. Another narration from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَمَّا بَعَثَ مُوسَى بْنَ عِمْرَانَ ثُمَّ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ إِلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِمْ قَوْمٌ إِلَّا أَخَذُوا عَلَيْهِمْ عُهُودَ وَالْمَوَاثِيقِ. When Allah sent Musa, the son of Imran, and after him the prophets towards the children of Israel, there wasn't anyone among them, except, in other words, from every group of people, every nation, Allah took covenants, Uhud and Mawafiq, the covenants. La yu'minunna bi Muhammadin al-Arabiy al-Ummi. They must have iman in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is an Arab and an Ummi. So this is an ahad and covenant that was taken from the everyone from Bani Israel alayhi salam. Bani Israel, the children of Israel from the nation of Musa and the rest of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So all of the Bani Israel did this ahad and covenant towards having iman in the Holy Prophet. Al-Mab'uth bi Makkah, who will be sent at Makkah. Alladhi yuhajiru ila al-Madina, the one who is going to migrate towards Medina. Ya'ti bil kitab bil huruf al-muqatta'a, he is going to bring a book which has huruf al-muqatta'a. Iftitahu ba'd surihi, which is the beginning of some of its chapters. So again, this category of narrations is telling us a different information about Huruf al-Muqatta'a. The Huruf al-Muqatta'a indicate the beginning of the chapters, some of the chapters of the Holy Quran. So this is what it talks about. And that has been prophesied by Prophet Musa, and it has been taken as a covenant from everyone of Bani Israel. So this is about the eighth category of narrations in the tafsir of Huruf al-Muqatta'at that our scholars have mentioned. The ninth category of narrations considers Huruf al-Muqatta'at to be a ramz and a code between Allah and His Messenger. So look at the various various types of narrations that we have discussed up till now, and each of those categories have given us almost different set of information. Some of them don't even overlap with each other. So this gives us an image that how much information, how much divine information is possibly included in the Huruf al-Muqatta'at. And someone who has the information of Huruf al-Muqatta'at can knows how much of the Holy Quran and how much of the information is related to several other things of the destiny of the nations. The ninth category considers it to be a code, a secret code, something, a rams and code between the Prophet and his and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this category, I'll just mention one narration to you about that category, number nine, which is this narration is narrated in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 89. So here Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam says that Alif Lam Mim Dhalika Ramzun, not Dhalika Ramzun wa Isharatun Bainahu wa Baina Habibihi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. This is a code and an indication between him, that means Allah, and his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Arada an la yutla alayhi sirahuwa. Allah willed, Allah wished not to tell anyone other than those two about it. بحروفٍ بعدت عن درك الاعتبار, through the letters which are, you know, far from understanding. وظهر السر بينما لا غير, and the secret is only known towards them, no one other. Inshallah, we will continue with the rest of the tafsir inshallah in the upcoming nights. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين, لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى, وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان, واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.